Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there will help you with your small business. And if you like what you see and you want us to follow you home, we'll do that. If you pick out something you like, and we got lots of different ways of following you home, including the newsletter. We'll send you our newsletter every week, which comes on Sunday afternoon by email and gets you ready for the week ahead. So check it out. All of it's there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. Having a great visit with our new friend, Rob Prinzo. He's the founder and the CEO of the Prinzo Group, and it's all about project management, making sure that you get your projects off the ground successfully and completed and executed. Rob, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Yes, I'm available at www.prinzogroup.com. And also have a book out on the same topic, No Wishing Required, which is also available at PrinzoGroup.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And I'm sure your book has got all great detail on all six of the steps that you use to help people get their projects off the ground. We talked about identifying the real issues earlier, and what's the next step? What's the next logical step?
Well, after you identify the real issues, the next two steps I often combine, which are setting realistic time frames and, you know, aligning the work stream. When you implement technology, don't assume everything's going to be there overnight. It takes time to get things in place, and there's also multiple streams of work that may be going on, whether it's gathering your data, whether it's procuring software or hardware or services. Those things need to come together, usually at some point in time during the project to make sure everything's on track.
Isn't one of the big things, and maybe this is where it fits into these steps here, isn't one of the big things that when you're putting something new in place, regardless of what it is, you're for that period of time until it gets fully entrenched, you're living in parallel universes. You've got the
Absolutely.
One that you've had all these years that literally is making you a living right now, and then you've got the other one that you're trying to install that's probably just costing you money right now. And so you wake up in the morning and you got one foot in one universe and one foot in the other universe, and you got to pull both of them off successfully, and that's no easy task, is it, Rob?
No, it isn't, and that usually is one of the things that taxes people working on these projects is. They do have the regular job to keep business and operations going. And then they're also involved in a project to implement something new. And one of the actual next one of my next steps in looking beyond the indicators is looking beyond just what's coming up and looking at your business cycle to make sure that your technology implementation lines up with business events that you have. If you do a significant amount of your business in a certain quarter of the year, you don't want to be cutting over to the new system right in the middle of that business cycle. And you want to plan that out. You want to either make sure it's done before, tested, and implemented, and readily available for that new cycle, or it's best to wait or to keep those activities going and cut over after that business cycle so that you're not disrupting your current operations.
Well, another thing is, at what point in time, Rob, do you say, okay, what if this turns out not to be a good idea? We're pulling it off. It's happening and we're making it happen, but you know what? I think I'm having buyer's remorse here on this project. What about that?
I would say you want to do that early in the planning and design stage. And if you look at the stages of a project, there's, seven stages of a project between, defining your strategy, going out and procuring a solution, planning, designing it, developing, then testing.
So you're saying hopefully the initial steps will rule that out, and that's what those first steps are for. If you've
Absolutely.
Got to that point, if you've gotten to that point to very far along, and you've got buyer's remorse, you probably didn't do the first steps right.
That's correct. And you know, if you look at the, if you take those 10 reasons that projects fail and you map them across the life cycle of a project, all of those things can happen in the first two or three stages of your project, meaning that, you know, you didn't do your homework up front, and for some reason you maybe missed some requirements, you didn't understand something, you didn't allow enough budget, something changed in your external environment, and you may be off the ground running. So, you know, you want to validate these things as you're going through the project, each step of the way, so that if you do need to make a change early, you can, before you get too far down the line and have too much invested in the project.
Right. Another thing is that you talk about is managing expectations. We've got about a minute left. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, absolutely. And, you know, you want to know what you want to expect out of the project in terms of these things take a while to implement. Determine what types of results you expect. And first and foremost, what you need to do is make sure you get your system implemented. After that, you may have to integrate it with other systems or other processes to get improvement. You want to probably phase those in a lot of times to make sure that you can get one thing accomplished before setting off on the next project and have realistic expectations of when you're going to start seeing results. Because it may take a little bit of time for your users and your customers to adopt these new processes.
Right. Rob, great job today. Thank you for being here. I'd like for you to come back and teach us some more about this. Will you do that?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I would love to.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. We enjoyed having you here. Give us the website again one more time, please.
Yes, once again, it's PrinzoGroup.com, P-R-I-N-Z-O, group.com.
All right.
And then the book is No Wishing Required, the business.
No Wishing Required, and that's at your website, right?
That's at my website, and just real quick on the book, it's written to illustrate the concept of project management. I wrote the book as a fictional story.
Oh, all right. Stand by. Thanks, Rob, for being here. Folks, I got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.